testimony. I didn't make it on my own. I'm not standing here alone. It was Jesus that gave me this opportunity. I have a witness tonight. Look at me. I'm a testimony. I'm gonna have a witness tonight. Help me sing it. Look at me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a testimony. Standing here all alone. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it was Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Opportunity. Look at me. Look at me. What are you? You know, up in Tyler, Texas, things were saying,
from the pews. Amen. He's been a great example all of these years. Come on, let's say amen for him. Amen. To the officiator for tonight, indeed, I want to tell you thank you to my good friend, Reverend Stephen Storm.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. He and Pastor Holiday have saw fit to give me opportunity to preach, and even when I was unproven, and still consider myself to be unproven.
Yes.
But they still show their goodness, and through Pastor Holiday, have given me an opportunity to preach. Amen. Hopefully, amen, we won't disappoint tonight. I want to tell you thank you.
Bless you, sir.
Amen. And to my best friend, amen, in the whole world, amen, to the great pastor, Great New Mercy, here in Houston, Texas, Pastor Raymond Commons, who is with us tonight. Come
bless
on, let's say amen.
Amen. Bless you, sir.
Pastors don't visit unless they are preaching. Mm-hmm. And many of them don't fellowship unless they are preaching. But
right.
Amen. Pastor Collins, whenever I'm in the vicinity, he tries to make it to support. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I think that that is rare and it should be appreciated. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. I want to tell you thank you, Pastor Collins, for coming and to Reverend Baker, good to see you tonight.
Bless you.
Amen. Let's say amen for him.
Amen, sir. Bless you.
Amen. You know, I don't get to come home much often, so sometimes I spend a little time just saying hello. Amen. To Sister Johnson. Amen. Hello to you, Sister Kaylaw. Hello to you. Amen. These are important people to me. Amen. 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 On Oregon, they taught us how to be a musician. Amen. There's more to it than just hitting notes.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But there's a dedication involved. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so I want to tell you thank you to this great church and all of you that are here tonight. Amen. Isn't it a good night to give God praise?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's a good night to give God praise. This family night at the park. Amen. Choir has done so wonderful tonight. Amen. The choir,
yes,
they bless my soul,
yes,
tonight. Amen. A great job. Come on, give your youth a hand. It's such a great job. Singing all the way down to the drums. Amen. Wonderful. I'm not by myself tonight. The Lord is with me. Amen.
But
just in case the Lord don't do anything, I brought along my lovely wife.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right.
If I go to Flunkersville,
yeah,
she going to say amen anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. And I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Stand, sweetie. Stand. Let them see you. And our son, who's only 2 months old, amen, Montari Morrison Jr. Amen.
MD Morrison.
Yeah. I had to put in a lot of work to get her to say okay to Junior. Amen. You know, we got pretty names. I pleaded and begged and cried and prayed and cried. But the name of Junior, she did. So, amen. So those two are going to say amen tonight. Whether you want to say anything or not, amen. Amen. In the book of John, amen. Oh, we're going to have a good time tonight. I said, oh, we're going to have a good time tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Travel with me, if you would, to the third chapter. St. John.
Okay.
And you guessed it. Let's go to the 16th verse.
My Lord.
Somebody's saying, Pastor, we done heard this preach so much. We've been ready to waste our time. But I can find out it's just like mama's neck bones. You've been eating them all your life, but that don't make them. Hey, after all these years, they still good. Amen. John, the 3rd chapter, and the 16th verse.
Right. Yeah.
The gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as recorded by the Apostle John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes, sir.
For God so loved the world
that, it is.
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not have everlasting life.
Yes, sir.
Won't you find your neighbor and look them in the eyes if you would? I tell our church in Victoria, Texas, that if you find it difficult to look your neighbor in the eyes, then it's a sign that you've been talking about them. And so if that is your neighbor, just say, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on
you. All right.
Look at him, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
I got love. On my mind.
There you go.
I love him. Love him.
Don't say it real.
Thank you, Usher, in the back of the room tonight. The year was 1978. Maybe not by young people, but for some of the seasoned saints, 1978 was a mighty good year. The artist was Natalie Cole.
All right, sir.
She came out with a single that shot to the top of the charts entitled I've Got Love on My Mind.
All right.
Somebody's quoting the verses as I preach tonight. Amen. But before your mind visits the canvases of that song too far.
All right, sir.
Let me preface the sermon by saying that Natalie didn't quite know what she was saying.
All right, sir.
Because that love she was talking about is the love that fades.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The love that is driven many times by circumstance. That is driven by the appearance of the external. It is driven by money.
Yes.
Many times that affection, that love she's talking about, is driven by how a person feels on a particular day.
Yeah. All right, sir.
Yeah. But when I think about the words of that song, I think about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All right, sir.
For the love that he has shared with me is not a temporary love.
All right.
It's not a love that fades with circumstances.
All right, yeah.
It's not a love that tarnishes. It's not a love that becomes out of season.
Yes, sir.
It's not a love that is dependent upon my weight.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Talk to
me. Bless you. Talk. Miss that room.
Yes, sir.
It's not a love that is dependent upon how long or how pretty your hair is. All
yes,
right.
Yes, sir.
This love, in its Greek, is the agape love.
Yes, sir.
It is the love that not only flowed from heaven down to Jesus, but once we receive salvation, it is that same love that Jesus imparts to us and asks us to spread to our neighbors. That love that makes you love me even when I hate you.
All right, sir.
That love that makes you pray for me when I know that you're talking about me.
Yes,
I just wish I had a witness tonight that knows about the love that you have that makes you hug your neighbor when you know all they want to do is stab you in the back.
All right.
It's a love that drips with maturity.
All right.
It's not immature. It does not fight fire with fire.
All right.
It is not a love that is selfish, that only cares about me, myself, and I.
Yes.
But it is a love that gets joy out of being a blessing to somebody else.
All right.
Yes.
You know the love I'm talking about, don't you? The love that when Grandmama prayed, she would say, give us the love that runs from heart to heart.
Yes.
And from breast to breast.
Yeah.
That love that makes you come out to the house of prayer even when your body doesn't feel like it.
All right.
The love for God that you have that makes you give it your all, that agape love. The love that makes you turn the blind eye and a deaf ear to yourself.
All right, sir.
And you think about the things of God. We find this love here written in what many call the greatest verse that was ever written.
All right.
Here in the what many call the greatest book,
all right.
John.
Yeah.
The greatest chapter, the third chapter. And the greatest verse, the 16th verse.
All right.
Well, John is given inspiration by the Holy Ghost and says, for God
all right, sir.
So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
All right.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
All right, sir.
It's a pretty long verse. It'd be nice if we could chop it up so we can chew it. It says, for God so loved the world.
Yeah.
That is his premise.
Yeah.
Okay.
That he gave his only begotten Son. That is his personality.
Yes, sir.
That whosoever believeth in him, that is his preposition. Should not perish. That is his protection. But have everlasting life. That is his promise.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, John would later write in his first epistle that God is love.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So you could easily say here, for love. So love the world. I wish I had a witness here tonight. For love, so loved the world.
All right.
We live in a day and time when our young people have absolutely no clue
what love is.
What love is.
Yes, all right. Talk, sir.
And the truth be told, many of us are doing exactly what the song used to say back in the day. We're looking for it in all the wrong places.
All right, sir.
We don't know what it looks like. We don't know how it behaves itself. We don't know what it sounds like. We don't know how it feels. And because many of our young people don't know what love is, hatred dominates their lives.
All right.
Evilness seems more familiar to them. We live in a day and time when our young people have never been acquainted and seem to be so ignorant of the concept of love. You do know it was a young person that embarked upon the campus of Virginia Tech and proceeded to shoot until he ran out of bullets. That was a young man. You do know that it was a young man that went to a kindergarten classroom and to a elementary school and unloaded bullets upon students and teachers, killing over 20 young people and teachers. You do know that was a young man. The question needs to be asked, where is the love in this generation?
All right. Yes.
Somehow and somewhere we've missed a generation to where they know more about guns than they know more about their Bible.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We live in a generation where they know more about hating the cops than they know about loving their fellow man.
All right.
We live in a time when they can quote rap lyrics that are so violent, but can't even quote John 3:16.
Yes.
You know, if you say amen, then you can throw people off and they won't think it's you. But we live in a day and time when they can peruse the video games and shoot up worlds and people on these virtual video games, but don't even know how to say yes sir and no sir and no ma'am and yes ma'am.
All right.
Do I have a witness today?
Got one, sir.
The question begs to be asked, where is the love?
All right.
Where is the love? For God so loved the world, that is God's or love's premise.
All right, sir.
Or in other words, the breeding ground or the origination of something. You know, we live in a time where many times when somebody does something nice to you, the society is so bad to where we have to second guess what your premise is.
Yes.
You know, we need to know where you're coming from.
Yes,
you know, we're second guessing.
Yes, sir.
Why are you being so nice to me?
Yes.
If a man come up to you and say, I like your dress, you think he's trying to get your phone number. He could be just admiring the dress you have on.
Yes, sir.
You know, or if somebody was to come and give you $20 out of nowhere, you would automatically second guess, why are you being so nice to me?
All right, sir.
But can I tell you tonight that it used not be that way?
All right, sir.
It used to be a time when you could be broke and go to the grocery store and tell the store manager to put it on my tab.
All right.
And that store manager didn't have a problem because love was the norm.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Do you know that I can remember, and I'm 31 years old, but I can remember when I didn't have to prepay for gasoline.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I was able to pump gas and pay after I pumped gas. But you know, hatred is taking over the world, so and shystiness and evil and conniving actions have taken over our world, so to where now you got to pay before you pump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna make me work hard tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're gonna make but it used to not be the norm. Can you remember when you didn't have to lock all your house doors to go to bed at night? Yeah. Can you remember that? Our children don't know anything about that because this world is so drenched and saturated in hatred. Hatred is more normal to them than love.
All right,
I know I'm telling the truth because even in Victoria, Texas, when I look at a young girl and say, you look beautiful, she looks at me like something is wrong with me. Yeah, when you go to hug a young boy, they look at you like something wrong with you. They don't know how to take you because they don't know what love is. You tell them they're doing a good job, they don't even know how to say thank you. The atmosphere of love is obsolete in our generation. And I just wish to goodness that East Park would join Greater Mount Calvary and let's start loving folks again.
All right.
I don't mean to say this, but you know it used to be when pastors even loved each other.
All right.
Amen. But hatred is not only in the pews, but even hatred is in the pulpit now.
All right.
I wish I had somebody here. I wish I had somebody. It used to not be in the church, but even in the church, you have people that will stab you in the back. I know I got a witness here. Somebody that's experienced some church disappointments. People that have experienced letdowns by folks that were supposed to be people of God, but they were demon spawns. Folks that were supposed to be full of the Holy Ghost, and they were just full of a ghost. We don't know where it come from. But people that were supposed to have been saved, but they are the biggest sinner that there is. The question begs, where is the love?
All right. Yes.
The Lord says tonight, make no mistake about why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm doing it because I love you.
All right.
There is no hidden agenda.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. There is no hidden motive.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The truth be told, God can say, listen, I don't have to love you. I'm doing fine all by myself.
All right.
Whatever I want, I can get it. How I want it, I can get it. When I want it, I can get it.
Yeah, yeah.
If I want to display my dominance over the earth and snap my finger and make you love me, I could do it.
What you say?
But I'm sending my son down. I'm not doing it to get no money from you. I'm not doing it so you can write about me in some history book.
All right.
I'm simply doing it because I love you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad tonight that the Lord looked down and had love on me.
All right.
Because many times, you know, I don't even love myself.
All right.
Y'all ain't gonna work with me tonight. There were times in my life when I didn't even love myself. I was partaking in the wrong thing. I was hanging out with the wrong crowd. I was looking for love in the wrong places. And many of you can tell that story too, Pastor. I used to try to find love in a bottle. Pastor, I used to try to find love in a joint. Pastor, I used to try to find love in the club, but thanks be to God, he reached down and touched me with his finger of divine love and saved my soul from a burning head. Look at somebody and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. God says that the premise is love.
All right.
Goes on to say that he gave. You need to know that love is the premise, but love has a personality.
All right.
There are some traits that come along,
yes, sir,
with the Father's love. Do I have a witness tonight?
You got one, Rev. Yes, sir.
God is saying, I love you, and the personality of my love is that I gave.
All right. Yes, sir.
Can I help somebody tonight?
No, just give me.
Somebody's filling your ear saying, I love you.
Ain't
saying you mean the world to me.
Taking everything.
And ain't doing nothing but taking from you.
Talk, sir.
Ain't ever gave you nothing in your life.
Talk.
But is anybody in here tonight that know that love is what love does?
Talk, sir.
And that if you don't give, if there's no action with this love, then it's not love at all.
All right. Talk, sir.
Come on, say amen here tonight.
Amen, sir.
God is saying, I love you, and to show you.
All right.
Can't get happy here too quick. To show you that I love you, I'm giving.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If you're going to say you love somebody, then some actions ought to be along with that love.
Yes, sir.
I can tell my wife I love all day long. Valentine's Day rolled by, anniversary rolled by, birthday rolled by. And I haven't done as much as gave her a call.
You don't get nothing, bro.
Is there any women in here that's going to know that you're going to have a problem?
Yes, sir, Reverend.
Look at somebody and say, practice what you preach. Quit saying all that stuff. I'm tired of hearing all this good stuff. Where are the actions with it?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Do I have a witness tonight?
You got one, Reverend.
God says, I love you. And to show you that I love you, I'm going to give. Now, look at what he gave. He didn't give you anything.
All right.
Because some people will give you stuff just to close your mouth.
All right.
But he gave Jesus, the only begotten of the Father, the express image. Yeah. Dr. V.L. Parker said he bankrupted heaven, gave the best that he had, gave all that he had. And so when he showed his love, and when he got ready to show you how much he loved, he didn't give you something cheap. He gave you the highest. He gave you the best. He gave you the superlative. He gave you his only son, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he do it?
Yes, sir.
Some people, when they want to show you that they love you, they don't give you out of what they have. They give you out of what's left over.
All right.
They don't give you something that they would use, but they give you something that they don't want to use anymore.
All right.
Are y'all going to be real with me?
Preacher, man. You're preaching, sir.
You know, but real love puts yourself in another person's position.
Yes, sir. Right, yes, sir.
And it makes you say, if I was in that person's shoes, what would I do? See, our children are sitting here looking at me. It's almost as if they're saying, Pastor, we don't know about this love. They're not used to seeing that. They're used to hearing things like Beyonce saying, you know, a diva is a female version of a hustler.
They missed that, bro.
Yeah, I know that song. They know it too. The older saints might not know it, but these young people know what I'm talking about.
They know. They know I got to love them.
This pop culture, this hip-hop culture presses on the young people's minds that it's all about me, myself, and I. And I'm hustling to get mine, and I'm on my grind, and I'm out to get on the bling bling, and I'm out to get my pockets full of money. And they never teach them to think about other stuff. That's why parents, we got to know when to shut the computer off. We got to know when to shut their cell phones off. We got to know when to turn the television off and open up the Sunday school book and have Sunday school right in the house.
All right.
To teach them that love is not receiving all the time.
All right.
Yes, sir.
But love is giving.
Yes, sir.
And not only do you give the best that you have.
All right.
Do I have a witness to
you got one, Reverend.
Live in a world where we give what's left.
All right.
Even God is mad at some of us.
All right.
Because we don't give him our best.
Yes, sir.
We give him what's left over.
Uh-huh. All right.
Many of us don't give him our time. We all just right. give him a quick nod in the middle of the day and we go on about our business.
All right.
We give him a quick, Lord, have mercy and keep on going.
Yes.
We don't give God our best. We don't do our best for him when we come to church. You know, we don't tithe to him.
All right.
We tip him. I wish I had somebody
all
here.
All right.
We treat him like a waiter at Red Lobster. You know, you've been good. You did a good job, God. Here's $20.
All right.
And then when it seems like there's a hole in our pocket, we want to get down and call the pastor. And then we want to pray and come do all this other stuff. God is saying, you wouldn't be in this mess if you learned how to love me the way I love you.
All right.
It's the kind of love that you've given me. It's not good enough. I gave you my best. Why can't you give me your best?
Talk to us. Preach me.
I gave you all that I had. Why can't you give me what you're supposed to give me?
Yes, sir.
God saying that when I wanted to show you that I loved you, I gave you the best that I had.
All right.
I gave you Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Says
that whosoever believeth in him.
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord loved you, his premise was love.
All right.
Because he loved you, the personality was him giving. Now he gets ready to show you how much he loves you by sitting down at the table and saying, let me give you a proposition. Let me give you a proposition. Let me sit down at the table with you and go over the terms of this contract.
All right.
Do you know that God had no business sitting down at the contract table with man? Do you know that man was spiritually bankrupt? We were the equivalent of the bottom of the bottom. We were the lowest of the lowest. What business does a holy God have sitting down at the contract table with man? David was confused about it, and he sat down and wrote and said, what is man? What is it about man that makes you so mindful of him? And that you consider as him, you know. What is it about us, God, that makes you sit down and say, listen, if you want to be in my family, all you have to do is believe in my son Jesus Christ.
All right.
You mean, God, I don't have to give you $100? No. God says you can't pay your way into my family.
Yes, sir.
You mean, God, I don't have to obey all the Ten Commandments? God says, no. Many have obeyed all the Ten Commandments and their heart was still filthy. You mean I don't have to be the first one in Sunday school? God says, no. All you have to do is believe on me.
All right.
All you have to do is believe in my son Jesus Christ.
All right.
Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody in here that's happy tonight that it didn't require much? All it required was that you believe on his son.
Yes, sir.
And he reached down and accepted you into his family. Even while you were rich undone. Even while you were not living right. Even while you weren't worth being looked at. God looked right down on you and said, I receive you, my child.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody said, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Whosoever believe in me. I don't know about you, but I was a whosoever.
Yes, sir.
God said, my love is so strong, I don't have to have parameters around who can get in here or not.
All right.
My love is strong enough to save everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's so strong, I can say whosoever.
Yes, sir.
It's almost as if he took his love and he flung it out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, sir.
And said, whoever wants it, you can grab it.
Yes, sir.
It's good news because that whosoever not only meant me, but it meant you too.
Yeah.
You know, we like to tell folks what they can't be and what they can't become. But I'm so glad that I serve a God that loves me and pushes me to who I can become.
Yes, sir.
You may be in the world, but you are whosoever, and so that means that you can be a child of mine.
All right.
You might be out drinking right now, but you are whosoever, so that means that you can be a child of mine.
All right.
Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? That I was a whosoever, and you reached down from heaven and saved my soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Yes, sir.
That is God's protection.
All right.
God is saying, I love you. I've sat down at the contract table with you. I've shown you my personality. I gave to you. I didn't have any false pretenses. But I'm not finished yet. I'm not going to save you and just throw you out there in the middle of nowhere. I wish I had a praying church yet. He said, I'm not just going to throw you out in the middle of nowhere, but I'm going to give you some protection that you should not perish. Wish I had a praying church yet. You're not out there all by yourself. The devil wants you to think that you're going through this world all alone. Devil wants you to think that trouble lasts always.
Yeah.
Devil wants you to think that don't nobody care about you. That don't nobody love you.
Yeah.
that nobody will be there to protect you.
All right.
But is there anybody in here that has peace of mind knowing that I can be in the house all by myself?
Yes.
And I'm just as safe as anybody else because I have a promise from God that I ain't going to perish.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going to happen unless God allow it to happen. Is there anybody in here know that God still got all power in his hand?
Yes.
And don't nothing move unless he say move. Don't nothing go unless he says go.
Yes, sir.
Should not.
Yes, sir. Should not.
Perish.
Yeah.
Don't nothing die unless God allow it.
Yes, sir.
Don't anything live unless God allows it.
All right.
They used to say, God can speak a word and man will die. Speak again and man will live again. Should not perish.
Want
to encourage you tonight. There are tears rolling down your face and you feel like you're not going to make it out of this all by yourself. But can I tell you, God didn't lie. And his word is still true. He's giving you a promise tonight that yes, you will make it. Yes, you will accomplish what you set out to do. Yes, you will become somebody. Young people, yes, you will go to college. Yes, you will become women and men of God.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Sir. Well, the devil want to kill me. God is saying, I don't care what the devil said. I told you that you will not perish. Goes on to say, but you will have everlasting life.
Yes, sir.
Everlasting life ought to put a smile on your face because that's God's promise.
Yes, sir.
God's saying, after you've done all that I've set out for you to do on this earth,
yes,
sir, I've got a home prepared for you in glory.
All right.
Is anybody happy tonight that when you leave this old world, that you've got a new Jerusalem waiting on you? And all of those saints that have gone on before you, they're going to be standing at the banks of the river with smiles on their faces, saying, come on in, my child. Is anybody in here happy tonight that one of these old days, you ain't going to have to put up with this world no more? I have a witness here.
Yes, sir.
God is so good.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's so kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got love on my mind.
Mm-hmm. Surely.
And you know the love that God had for me. I have it on the inside of my heart.
Yeah.
I don't wear it on my sleeve. I don't wear it in my handkerchief. But I have it in my heart.
Yes.
All right.
And I know there's somebody here tonight that can say the same thing.
Yeah, Lord.
The love of God is in my heart.
Yes, sir.
It's all right if we're going to go home tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Want to talk about I got love on my mind.
Yeah.
You know, that's a story of a daddy and his son.
All right.
Daddy was an evil man.
Mm-hmm.
And he would tell his son, you do what I said.
Yes.
Or I have a belt waiting on you. Sometimes he would beat his son just because he felt like it. And when daddy would go to work, son would sit out on the porch. And down the street there was a church house. And he came to his daddy and said, Daddy, is it all right if I go to church?
All right.
Daddy said, no, you stay in this house.
All right.
And don't ever let me catch you down there at that church. Ain't God all right? Sunday after Sunday, boy, I would sit on the porch and watch church members drive by his house. And he would say to himself, oh, I wish that one day my daddy would let me go to church. Ain't God all right? And I come to tell these young people, you need to be grateful that you have some parents that want you to have God in your life. One day, as I get ready to go here, they saw that young boy sitting on the porch. The
mother said that, son, if you want to go to church, come on and jump in my car. The son said that, no, no, my daddy told me to not set one foot in that church. Ain't gonna right. The mother jumped back in a car and went on down to the church. The next Sunday, that was the son again sitting out on the porch.
All right.
Mother said that, son, do you want to go down to the church house? The son said, if I go with you, my daddy is going with me. And the mother kept on going. And that Sunday, the son stayed out on the porch and began to hear the sounds that was coming from that church. He heard tambourines and he heard some foot stomping. He heard the piano and he heard the preacher. And before you know it, his feet begin to tap on his own. Before you know it, he begin to clap all by himself. Before you know it, tears begin to roll down his face. Ain't going all right. He went down to the church house. Walked through the church house doors. When the preacher got preaching, he came down and gave the Lord his life. Gave the preacher's hand and gave God his heart. They tried to hold his hands and his feet began to move. They held his feet and his hands began to move. They looked at him and said, I know what that is. It's just like fire shut up in his bones. At the church, the son walked back home. And when he walked through the doors, daddy was standing there with a belt in his hand. Ain't God all right? Yes, daddy said, did not I tell you to not step foot in that church? Did not I tell you to never disobey my commands? Did not I tell you to never go down there to that church? Now you done it. Take off those jeans and bend over. You better get your whipping. The boy did just what his daddy told him to do. He bent over and began to take that whipping. Daddy whipped and he whipped. Daddy whipped and he whipped. Daddy whipped and he whipped. Ain't God all right? And when the daddy got tired, he sat back and looked at his son. His son raised up and said, Daddy, it's not on my back, but it's in my heart. I wish I had a prayer in church here. That the love of God is down in your heart. Do I have a witness tonight? Can you say with certainty tonight, I got the love of Jesus way down in my heart? What makes you love your enemy? His love is down in my heart. I feel like preaching tonight. What makes you pray for your enemies and pray for those that despitefully use you? His love is, yes sir, is down in my heart. Why don't you look at your neighbor and say it? His love is not in my hands. His love is not on my lips. His love is not in
news, and I'ma say, Jills, what was it that let you take nails in your hand? Jills, why did you let them put spikes in your feet? Oh, Jesus, why did you let them put a crown of thorns on your head? I believe that Jesus is gonna look back at me with a twinkle in his eye and said, I've got love on my mind. Oh, yeah. I'm glad tonight. Is there anybody here tonight that's glad that he had love on his mind? Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I'm glad tonight that I got love on my mind. And if you're here tonight, you ought to stand on your feet and you ought to let the devil know that you took me and you thought you had me, but you didn't take my love. God gave me my love back, and you should have killed me when you had me, but you messed around and let me receive the love of God. Now you can't stop me. Now you can't beat me. Jesus is with me. God is with me. Love is with me. I wish I had somebody here. I'm getting ready to leave you alone. But how many know that it wasn't the nails that kept him on the cross? It wasn't a grave that kept him in the ground. But it was love that the Lord had for you and I that kept him on the cross and got him in the ground. But I'm glad that love is not stationary. Love is not stopping. Love, after 3 days, came up out the grave. Love said, I am he that was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. I've got all power. No! Oh, all power. Love, love, love.